So let's review. Our daf began with the Gemara discussing the exact parameters of Reb Shimon's opinion. The basis of Reb Shimon's opinion is that it is generally understood that a person has in mind to use anything that is fit for use, and that it is therefore considered prepared for Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara asks whether Reb Shimon would agree, Heichad did tchiyah biyadayim, where one actively makes it unusable. For instance, Chitim shezorin bekarka ubeitzim tachas tarnegolas. Wheat that was sown in the ground, or an egg that was placed under the hen to hatch. Does that become muktzah? The Gemara answers that tchiyah biyadayim alone does not render something muktzah. The oil in the nair becomes muktzah because it is also huktzah l'mitzvasai. It was designated for the mitzvah. As we learned regarding sukkah and noyah sukkah, asr l'stapik mehen ad matzah yom teba'achron. One may not use them for the duration of the mitzvah. However, after the mitzvah, one may use them. Therefore, the oil that drips from the nair may not be used as long as it is burning, but once the light goes out, the oil may be used. Because Reb Shimon does not hold migad iskatzoy lebein hashmashes, iskatzoy lekula yema. Now, similarly, regarding the fruit that are put out onto the roof to dry, although he is matche biyadayim, only gregis v'tzimukim, drying figs and grapes, become muktzah because they become inedible very quickly and completely unfit. But other fruit that are somewhat edible do not become muktzah according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe then asked Rebbe whether Reb Shimon would consider dates that were unripe and inedible when Shabbos started to be muktzah. And Rebbe answered, Ein muktzah Reb Shimon el gregis v'tzimukim b'vad, as Rashi says. In order for something to be muktzah, it must have, like gregis v'tzimukim, both factors, having been actively rejected and be unfit when Shabbos starts. Unripe dates, while inedible when Shabbos began, have not been actively rejected. The Gemara assumes that since Reb Shimon ben Rebbe asked Rebbe a question about Reb Shimon's opinion, it indicates that Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon. However, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah where Rebbe seems to agree with the ruling of the Tanakhama regarding Ein mashkin b'sheichlin es amidbarius. One may not water and slaughter on Yom Tov animals that stay out pasture all year long. Now it seems that Rebbe holds like a Yehuda that these animals are muktzah. The Gemara gives three answers to this question. First, it could be that these animals have the status of gregis v'tzimukin, which even Reb Shimon acknowledges as muktzah. He was matche b'yadayim by sending them out to pasture for such a long time, and they are difficult to bring back, making them unfit. Second, it is possible that Rebbe answered his son's question as per the opinion of Reb Shimon, but Rebbe personally disagrees with Reb Shimon. Or it is possible that Rebbe does agree with Reb Shimon and only made his comment as to what constitutes midbarius, non-domesticated animals, as per the Rabbanon. The Gemara next goes on to ascertain whether Rebbe Yochanan holds like Rebbe Yehuda's broader definition of muktzah or Reb Shimon's more limited definition. The Gemara first quotes Rabbi Bar Chanan in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. Amru halacha k'Reb Shimon. As Rashi says, the Bnei Yeshiva, the members of the Yeshiva, said that the halacha accords with Reb Shimon. At this point, the Gemara understands this to mean that Rebbe Yochanan agrees with them. However, says the Gemara, this would be contradicted by a ruling of Rebbe Yochanan that you cannot move a portable chicken coop on Shabbos, since klum asu eilu tarnegolin, it is only meant to be used for chickens. This seems to indicate that Rebbe Yochanan holds like Rebbe Yehuda, for according to Rebbe Shimon, that factor alone would not be enough to consider the coop muktzah. The Gemara suggests three rejections of this proof, accepting only the last one. Perhaps a chicken in the coop died on Shabbos, which is muktzah, making the coop muktzah even according to Reb Shimon as a basis l'dava aser, a base for something that is muktzah. The Gemara does not accept this teretz because it's actually machlokes whether Reb Shimon agrees that an afreich shemes is muktzah. Therefore, the Gemara suggests another teretz. Perhaps the coop has an egg that was laid on Shabbos and is therefore noilid, something that did not exist before Shabbos, which even Reb Shimon would agree is muktzah. However, this too is not universally accepted. We come to the final rejection that the Gemara does accept. The isbe beitzes efreich. There is an egg with a chick in it, and that is definitely muktzah, even according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara then quotes Reb Yitzchak Reb Yosef, who said, Am Reb Yochanan, halachik to Yehuda, v'yibi shuban levi, am halachik Reb Shimon. According to this, Reb Yosef explained that when Reb Yochanan said that Amr halachik Reb Shimon, he meant that Reb Yehuda ben Levi said halacha k'Reb Shimon. Reb Yochanan himself holds halacha k'Reb Yehuda. The Gemara clarifies that he holds like Reb Yehuda regarding all categories of muktzah, with the exception of muktzah machmas mias, something muktzah based on its repugnance, in which he holds like Reb Shimon. The Gemara also wants to bring another proof that Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Yehuda from a story of Reb Asi, who is a Talmud of Reb Yochanan. A menorah, a candelabra, once fell on his cloak, v'loy tiltla, and he did not move it. The Gemara assumes that he was following the opinion of his Rebbe Reb Yochanan, that the menorah is mukta as per Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara rejects this proof as well by saying, menar tashani. A menorah is different. It is mukta even according to Rabbi Shimon. Hoyil v'odim kaveh le'mokim. Because people designate a place for it with no intention of moving it. The Gemara will reject this reasoning and give others on the next daf.